This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. President Draupadi Murmu will address the nation today on the eve of the 79th Independence Day. The address will be broadcast from 7 in the evening on the entire national network of Akashvani and telecast over all channels of Doordarshan in Hindi, followed by the English version. Broadcast of the address in Hindi and English on Doordarshan will be followed by broadcast in regional languages by regional channels of Doordarshan. Akashvani will broadcast regional language versions at 9:30 tonight on its respective regional networks. President Draupadi Murmu will inaugurate the summer annuals of Amrit Udyan at Rashtrapati Bhavan this morning. It will be open to the public from Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. It will continue till the 14th of September. The athletes and sportspersons will get special access to Amrit Udyan on the 29th of August to mark the National Sports Day, and teachers on 5th September on the occasion of Teachers' Day. The nation will celebrate the Independence Day tomorrow with Prime Minister Narendra Modi leading the celebrations from the iconic Red Fort in Delhi. He will unfurl the national flag and address the nation from the ramparts of the iconic monument. As the nation is making giant strides towards realizing the government's vision of Viksit Bharat by 2047, the theme of this year's celebrations is Naya Bharat. The celebrations will serve as a platform to commemorate the continuing rise of a prosperous, secure and bold Naya Bharat and provide renewed power to surge further ahead on the path to progress. In Uttarakhand, the state cabinet has approved 10% horizontal reservation for direct recruitment and government services to former Agniveers after their return from the army. The cabinet yesterday gave its approval in a meeting chaired by Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami. The reservation pertains to uniformed posts of Group C in services under the state governments. Former Agniveers will be exempted from the physical efficiency test in the direct recruitment and be given relaxation in the maximum age limit. Meanwhile, the state cabinet also approved the Uttarakhand Freedom of Religion Amendment Bill 2025, introducing stringent provisions to curb illegal religious conversions. The Supreme Court's recent order on the stray dog menace in Delhi NCR will be re-examined. The Chief Justice of India CJI has constituted a three-judge bench comprising Justices Vikram Nath, Sandeep Mehta and N.V. Anjaria for the same. A hearing on the matter will take place today. Earlier yesterday, CJI B.R. Gavai had said he would examine the ongoing issue relating to community dogs after an advocate mentioned the matter, saying different benches of the Supreme Court have issued conflicting directions. The bench had mandated relocating strays to shelters and prohibiting the release back into public spaces. U.S. President Donald Trump has said that there will be very severe consequences if Russian President Vladimir Putin doesn't agree to stop the Ukraine war after tomorrow's summit. Trump was very clear in a virtual meeting yesterday with the European leaders that the U.S. wants to achieve a ceasefire at the upcoming U.S.-Russia summit in Alaska. French President Emmanuel Macron said, in the same meeting, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky told the group that Putin is bluffing ahead of the planned meeting with Trump. Zelensky said Putin is trying to apply pressure on all sectors of the Ukrainian front in an attempt to show that Russia is capable of occupying all of Ukraine. Speaking after the video conference between Trump, Zelensky and other European leaders, Macron said Trump is prioritizing a ceasefire between Ukraine and Russia. He added that Trump has been clear that territorial issues relating to Ukraine would only be negotiated by the Ukrainian president. Chief Economic Advisor V. Anantha Nageswaran has said that the impact of the recent U.S. tariffs on Indian exports will be short-lived, easing within one or two quarters. Speaking in Mumbai yesterday, he noted that sectors such as gems, jewellery, shrimps and textiles are facing the initial brunt. India has achieved a landmark milestone of 100 gigawatt of solar PV module manufacturing capacity and listed under the approved list of models and manufacturers, a remarkable leap from just 2.3 gigawatts in 2014. Heavy rains accompanied by flood inflows lashed several parts of Andhra Pradesh yesterday, severely disrupting normal life. And that is the end of this news bulletin.